Hi, I'm Spencer Sherman. This is a meditation on equanimity. Equanimity is this wonderful idea. It's about feeling a sense of calm regardless of what's happening, regardless of what's happening with the markets, regardless of what's happening with your life in general. It's the ability to stay centered in the storms, in the inevitable storms, the inevitable ups and downs. And certainly with our finances, ups and downs are universal. There's the actual ups and downs, and then there's our perceptions of the ups and downs. So I invite you to find a comfortable seat, and we'll do a couple of reflections here on our finances to help move us in the direction of equanimity, to help us gain enough centeredness so that we can weather any storm that comes our way. So as you close your eyes, and only do this if you're not in the car, I invite you to recall a money setback, something that happened that was unfortunate with your finances. Maybe you lost some money, maybe you lost a job or lost a key employee in your business, something that happened financially, that was a setback. And as you're remembering this setback, what did you learn from it? What did you learn from that setback? And how did it change your life for the worse? And how did it change your life for better? Sometimes setbacks can bring unexpected benefits. And now I'd like you to recall a money breakthrough, something positive that happened in your life. What did you learn from that money breakthrough? How did that change your life for the better? And how did it change your life for the worse? Sometimes money breakthroughs, even though they're positive, can actually bring on difficulty, things that don't feel so good to us. So as I give you a minute to just reflect on the setback and a breakthrough, what are you learning about yourself? What if you're okay exactly as you are? Oscar Wilde said, "Be yourself, everyone else is taken." Regardless of what happened, you're still here. Gaining this sense of equanimity, this resilience to whatever happens is so important, especially for investing. Because our investments go up and down all the time. And those of us who gain resilience and can weather the storms and don't react to the storms often do better with their investments over time. So let's see what brings on this quality of being okay with ourselves as we are, as external conditions are. Well, something that's been very powerful for me is a gratitude meditation. So again, invite you to close your eyes if they're open and asking yourself, what am I grateful for? What comes to mind? Could be something very simple. And feeling the quality of that gratitude. What do you feel like inside when you reflect on something you're grateful for? And now reflect on something with your finances that you're grateful for. Maybe it's something you purchased. Maybe it's your ability to pay for education for a family member. Naming something that you're grateful for with your finances. Maybe it's your work. And again, what's it feel like inside your body, that feeling of gratitude? And then one more. What's another thing you're grateful for in your life? Something related to your finances, or if you can't think of something in the financial realm, then something in your personal life or work life, something you're grateful for, or a person you're grateful for. And then see what that feels like in your body. Again, to be grateful. Often when we're grateful, we don't have that need for anything. We don't feel that sense of lack or scarcity. We're not in fear when we're feeling grateful. We feel like everything's okay. We actually feel this sense of resilience, that regardless of what happens, we are okay. And that's exactly what equanimity is about. So now imagine that you're okay, even if the worst possible thing has happened to your finances. So remember, you've had setbacks, and yet you're still here. You've had breakthroughs, and they didn't make you happy all the time. So what if you're okay, regardless of what happens with your finances? That is freedom. Because there's so much we can't control. We can't control the markets. What if you're okay? What if you have the wisdom to handle any situation that arises? What if you have the mental calmness to handle whatever arises? That is equanimity. So taking the last half a minute to just feel the effects of these practices. And know that you can always cultivate this quality of equanimity simply by expressing your gratitude, feeling a sense of gratitude for something that's arising in your life, or anything that you have or do in your life, or any person in your life. Just bringing up this sense of gratitude can cultivate this quality of equanimity.